Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drugged up tonight.
Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole tonight.
I'm making fun of you.
That was that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Rick and Roro ready to rumble. He says, turning down the radio. Rick and Roro, episode number 54. Would I be right? 54, Roro? Is there you in the room? Is it 54?
Yeah, mate. G'day, mate. Rick and Roll at 55.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Saturday, the 15th of November, 2025. A week after
John Law's.
Yeah.
John
Law's. Big shock. So we did a show. It was called,
We didn't.
On Fakeologist. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we appeared as guests. We appeared.
Yeah. Called TMC 037 Veil. What does Veil mean? Richard John Laws.
Valet, you meant to say.
What's
Valet?
Is that Valet? Rest in peace.
I don't know, like, piss off and see you later. Something like that. See you later.
Oh, is it? You can piss off.
That's what John Laws would say. No, Valet means, I guess it means a hail. You know, it's, you know, we. It's say goodbye.
I never looked it up. I saw it all over the place, you know, on Channel 9 and Channel 7. Valet, yeah. So I should look it up now, shouldn't I? What
you
does Veil mean as regards
it's
to
Latin, death? It'd be Latin. You know,
well, I never got taught Latin at school.
No, because we were the Generation X's were the ones that didn't have Latin in their schooling. It's funny that, isn't it? Coincidental. Everyone, all the schools, basically up to the kids born from 64 onwards, were taught Latin at the normal, you know, your normal education in the English. You had to do it. I think it was compulsory back then. And then the Generation X is, because Latin is the most useful language. I have people and friends who go, oh, well, who would want to learn that language? It's a dead language. Well, it's not, because your doctor uses it. Every tree and plant is named in Latin. You know,
I found it. Here we go. Vale. Or it is a farewell. It's pronounced, it does say pronounced like veil with one syllable rhyming with pale. It is a Latin word meaning farewell and often used in phrases like Veil, John Laws, to signify someone has died. The pronunciation can vary with some pronunciations being Vale, which is what you're saying, or Vale.
The pretentious way of saying it would be Valet for people that like to pretend they know another language, like me.
You say a Valet, especially when the Latin origin is being emphasized.
There you go. See, okay, it's a Latin.
Farewell. Fare thee well, John Wells.
He was 90 years of age on the 11th or the 9th. He picked a good date. He picked a good date. You'll never forget the 11th or the 9th, Roller, as we don't normally anyway. We always say it's the inverse of 9/11.
That's right. But, the chance to get to talk to the radio legend. I mean, the radio legend he was. Yeah, hello world. Who has the arrogance to say hello world on his radio?
Yeah, when you're based, in Sydney. I liked Darren Hinch's, cause he does not like John Laws. Him and John Laws do not like each other.
Do you remember Bob Rogers?
We've talked about it a trillion times. The tribute he said that we were not friends. We nearly came to blows, And he said he couldn't crack Melbourne, which is apparently true. So John Laws couldn't crack Melbourne and Hinch couldn't crack Sydney.
It's the same as the dwarf.
Melbourne people are completely different people. Different people than Sydney people. I prefer them, to be honest. I'll say that again. I prefer the Melbourne people over the Sydney people.
Well, they had the funny the trip. They cracked Sydney. The Triple M. Martin Malloy.
Yes.
And the Kennedy and all those guys cracked Sydney because they're super funny.
They did. They were funny and they were really witty and chat. But Malloy, Martin's a Kiwi to start with, you know, so he's kind of blends in easily like myself. But,
Aussie. And they got on like a house on fire though, too.
And they put out a really funny album called the Brown Album, instead of the White Album.
Someone had recorded that. Do you know what happened? Someone recorded that all on cassettes and then sent it into them, and then they put it all together and made the Brown Album out of it.
We're talking about comedic geniuses, Tony Martin. What he did in the Late Show with those, remember the one with Governor Front Bottom? You know, they went and found old TV shows and Bluey and turned it into a cop show, into a show called Fire Task. Aussie
Bluey
cop.
Lucky Grills. And then they called the olden days, John Waters.
They went through these old TV shows and made a new show and redubbed the voices. Yeah. And you cannot tell the difference. You know, to me, the barge ass really is saying all those things, you know, about chasing his pizza and things like that.
In the late 70s, they made a movie called Hercules Saves the World or something. And that was the same sort of thing where there was a whole different group of people, but they did exactly that. They just voiced funny things. Yeah. Hercules does something. Me and a good friend of mine who was very, very witty.
I remember one night, everyone was sitting around. I don't know if they were stoned or whatever. We were just drinking. Mm-hmm. And there were, a foreign movie on TV. Me and him did all the stuff. We talked and did all the language, made a whole new story up, and people were laughing their heads off. You can do it if you're in the right frame of mind. It's if you're good at talking, like someone I know, me and the other guy,
and you know the movie well, then you know the movie well enough.
We didn't know it at all, but we just started talking, and it was a French movie, and we were talking in kind of deep voices like this, you know, and just saying ridiculous things that didn't have anything to do with the story.
Livens the party.
Anyway, Lale, back to our week. I was nearly not going to do a show because whenever I get sick or don't feel well, it's the end. It's the end, and I get this every now and then. The digestive thing. It's the end of the. It's literally. I won't make it till the end of the week. I'll be gone, or I'll certainly. And that's the way I've always been. I'm the worst hypochondriac you've ever met, ever. Yeah. But that is me. Mm. But anyway, I'm here. But anyway, we'll start on my Monday night, Rollo. My Monday night after John Law's died. I was in the hallway. We know the story about my cat, my pussy, costing $1,260. Well, yeah. I was walking. It was about 6 o'clock at night, and I was walking in down from the hallway into the hallway, and there's Sahara stretched out with that paw out, grabbing onto something. And I thought, what's she got there? You know, it was an insect or whatever. No, it was a baby brown snake. Black snake. I think it was a brown snake. There was other markings on it. And this little thing was wriggling away and it had its head up in the air. And I quickly pulled her away because they will kill. They'll fuck you up. They'll kill cats straight away and a dog. But this one was luckily too small to get its fangs into her. And it was just like waving its head around. So I grabbed her and she was determined to kill it. You know, like she was, I want that. It's mine. I found it. You know, I've saved your life. Blah, blah, blah. So I just, so I thought I threw a t-shirt over it and I was going to try and pick it up. But it it was quite fast moving. So I swept it into a rubbish bin. And I just went out and threw it in my garden. Did I kill it? No. It owes me a favor. It was a black, very dark brownish, dark brown color. So I think it was a baby brown because the browns are in the backyard, apparently. One of the most dangerous snakes in Australia, if not the world, the eastern brown. You're listening to
Rick and Roller. Rick and Roller.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're listening to the Rick and Roll Show on the date today. I don't think we mentioned the date today. It is the November the 15th. The 15th of November, 2025, and you're listening to episode number 55, Rick and Roll, back to the house.
Thank you, bye. Roland Rocchicelli.
Wonderful to have Roland Rocchicelli come in and do his
he's nice.
Introductions.
And yeah, so the snake, you didn't have a chance to get the gardening gloves.
I have never seen one. It was only, like, I'm talking about, say it was about, well, how big was it? About, I don't know. It was skinny little thing. Like a really big, big worm, but it was black and it was waving its head around like really fast.
That's been plenty of that. That's all plenty of
it. And its little eyes, it had little eyes staring at me too. Cute. I thought it was cute. I wasn't scared at all. At all. That's that kind of funny that I'm not scared of snakes. I don't know why, considering I'm a Kiwi. Kiwis are normally scared of every single thing because we get none of that over there. Nothing. We've got not a single thing that can. Apart from sharks and Maoris, that's about it, really. And wild pigs.
We can't liken you to Indiana Jones. He hated snakes.
Did he?
Indiana Jones. It was his biggest fear.
I'm not.
And he was an old pothead, like you.
Well, I'm not. Yeah. Well, I'm not. I'm going to tell you right. Actually,
you were admitting that off air before about how when you get stoned, you get funny ass.
When do I say that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
That. That wasn't the old. No, that was years ago. I was sitting around watching the thing, and I never smoked pot when I was young. I never smoked pot when I was young because I had a couple of bad experiences with it. And I didn't like. In New Zealand, they didn't mix it with tobacco, and it was just tastes of disgusting as well.
I don't like the way it makes me act either. It just gets me into full just trouble.
I had. It was a friend. This is when I was 16. Friend scored a, you know, seedless female head soaked in hash type of joint, you know, really powerful. And I had about three or four big puffs on it. And I was sitting there by myself and all the worlds started closing in on me. I started having a panic, like literally panicking.
Oh, no.
And then someone said have a drink of something or other, and I had it, and all of a sudden I was all right. But I've had that a couple of times when I was younger that I got paranoid, and it did not suit
me. Went to a party in Sydney once and almost fell off a balcony because I was just eating these chalky cakes.
Little did I know
that they were laced. They were laced with.
I love them. That's completely different. Hash cookies. I like them. Yeah. I'm talking about smoking joints and, you know, you just don't know either.
Gave you a nice floaty feeling in that, but then you'd think you're impervious. You're starting to jump off. I wasn't going to jump. I wasn't going to do anything like that. It was just a bit out of control.
No, there's nothing wrong with
that. I went down and slept it off in the car. Yeah.
Nothing like
that. It was a beautiful night, though. We could see the bridge. We were at the bridge, pretty much sober. The bridge from this like sixth floor straight to the Sydney Harbour Bridge that night. We were very lucky, but they were very rich people. So they could afford very rich things. We were drinking like Moe.
Woolloomooloo.
Yeah. Looking straight out over Luna Park was below us. And,
I know exactly where you were because I've got to actually work there on Thursday. You're in that's Lavender Bay you're talking about down the bottom. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Where you know who used to live there and his garden's still all there and I think a house is that Brett Whiteley, the artist.
Did he? Good luck to him.
Yeah, beautiful.
You deserved it.
Yeah, I know it well. Not real, very small. Anyway, so the snake, and then I decided, so I've been feeling ill. So now I'm going to tell you this. I hereby say that there is a there with Mercury retrograde because on the morning I woke up, of the morning of Mercury retrograde, my lower back was absolutely cactus. It was really sore. And Mercury retrograde... When Mercury goes backwards against the sun or something. I'm not an astronomer. I know a bit about it. And it apparently affects emotions, affects everything, which is your stomach, guaranteed. And I am of the star sign that is controlled. Mercury controls the stomach. And so I'm not joking. I only found out about this because I used to listen to Crow Triple. No, not Crow. What's his name? The real hippie kind of guy, Freeman Fly. He reckons that when Mercury retrograde, you just stay inside and don't go out. And I'm here to say that that's not a bad idea. There's now four planets in retrograde right now, so there's chaos everywhere. There's these northern lights are fucking going mental in New Zealand and Australia. Now, we have never had them before, and they're not making a big deal about it in the newspapers.
Christy said her friend saw it. It was sort of pink and it was an aurora borealis that you could see. I missed it all. Yeah.
I know you can. Well, it's apparently at night time you can see it. Now, I've been on about stuff and, you know, reading, you know, end of world stuff since the early 80s, right, et cetera. Now, I have never... ever heard of this phenomena happening in New Zealand or Australia before up until about 2 years ago when it started. Apparently it's called the sun. It's having massive flares, and I'm here to say I've done a lot. One thing I have done a lot of is solar observances with telescopes. And I've seen the little black explosions and the flame. You know, it's a ball of fire up there. It's not a light. All these people say, "Oh, it's just a light in the sky." Well, you haven't done a whole lot of solar observances if you think that's just a normal thing. It's an incredible thing, and it's little black explosions.
How do you do that? You're not supposed to look at it.
You get solar filters for your telescope. But if you didn't have one, it'd burn a hole through your retina, and you'd be blind.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Anyway, so I was feeling sick, so I thought I didn't put it down to retrograde. I put it down to, you know, that's it. I'm finished. I've got something wrong with me. So I thought, there's one thing I've always thought I want to try, and that's the high colonic irrigation, because I know there's a practice in the area, and you know what that is. It's
yeah, it was well the Gerson therapy, except you use water instead of coffee.
That's right, exactly. So I thought, you know, that maybe that will help, because maybe that's why that my back's so sore. Maybe I'm constipated because I've just noticed my digestive system is not working properly. So I booked in on Monday night, on Monday afternoon, because I knew there was one in the area. And she contacted me and said, look, when I rang, it said, mobile mechanics, can we help you? And her business now, she works for her husband as a mobile mechanic receptionist.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't do the rectal mechanics like she was doing before. But she said, look, there's two people in the area, ring them up. And so I did. And I rang one up. Oh, no, I sent an email to one, and then I rang the other and said, you can come in tomorrow night, and it's $160. And I thought, so I went and I did it. Now, that is an experience.
You did? You didn't weigh it up? You went, is that worth
$160? Yeah.
Well,
I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, yeah.
Money means nothing to a hypochondriac. I don't know if you've ever known. If there's a supplement that I think is good for me and it costs $50 a pill, I'll go.
Sorry to interrupt. Keep going on about this colonic. This sounds fascinating.
Well, the weirdest thing is, just after I caught the snake in the hallway, and I was already got my blood pressure had already gone up about that, because my blood pressure's, I think, possibly not good at the moment. Not sure. And my sister turned up out of the blue without announcing she was turning up, and banging on the door just after I threw the snake out the back door. She's banging on the front door. I thought it was the snake coming back around to get me. And this is the weirdest thing. She had wanted to ring me to say, can you book me in? Because she knew there was one up here as well. And I said, look, one's just contacted me and I've said yes, but I've had to apologize to the other one contacted me. And I said, look, I can't make it because I've already said yes to this one. So she went to the other one and I went to there's two in the area. And my experience, it was fucking, she was a really good looking, vivacious female that made you did not feel uncomfortable about the, you know, because you've got to go and basically you do it yourself. There's no one in there helping you. You've got to get on this machine and then guide a piece of plastic into a part of your anatomy you're not normally used to guiding things into. And I thought I'd got it in, and I was sitting there because I didn't feel that uncomfortable, but I thought it must be in. And I was sitting there waiting for something to happen for about 10 minutes, and this chick was buzzing on the thing saying, are you all right? And I said, yeah, nothing's happening. And she said, there's either something really badly wrong with you or that hose is not inside you. And it wasn't.
I would have thought they would have done it for you.
She would. Look, I would have said she would have if I'd said she was that enthusiastic about it.
If you're paying $160,
do you really want to complete?
I don't care if it's a man or a woman, as long as the job gets done.
If I'd asked, she would have. But guaranteed, she was that kind of, very vivacious. Like wanted to talk.
Did you get it going or what?
I got it in there, and all of a sudden your stomach starts getting, you go, oh my goodness, it's filling up, boom. And you've got, to your right, you've got a clear plastic tube and a window where you can see everything rushing past, which I wasn't looking at, sadly.
All right.
But then I worked out what it was, and by the time that time it was all just clear water, thank God.
You cleaned you out. Oh, yeah. All the anything that was
parasites. That's what they recommend. Or, you get a lot of.
Or yeah, chicken bones. Elvis should have had easily. He should have been taken care of.
He would have been still around.
He would have lived. He'd be still there now. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. We had a
42 in 77, so he could easily be around now. But
oh, of course he could. He probably is. I haven't delved into the Elvis thing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Should mention blood pressure. I was at Chrissy's place last night. We watched a movie together and had a curry together. And we watched this fantastic movie, The Simple Things. But she had a blood pressure machine on a thing. And I said, oh, you getting your blood pressure done? And,
how much did she pay for it?
She just lent it off her sister because she's got a bit of cholesterol and blood pressure problems. I said, check it on me. So she did last night. It's just funny that you should bring it up. And I remember the two numbers. And I don't know what they mean. It was 148-80.
That's really good. Well, that's good for you. Mine was 100. She didn't know if that was good or not. Earlier this year when I had the thyroid issue, which is still, I think it's still something happening before I lost the weight, mine was 180 over 110. Right. That's really bad. I mean, not really, really bad, but it's bad. And then,
the lower the last number,
systolic and diastolic. So it's the opening.
I like the feeling. I like the feeling that it does on your bicep and squeeze it really tight. Rollo, yeah,
I think you've heard me talk about this. I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy on the new electronic ones. If you like the feeling, then you've got no problem, and your blood pressure will be relaxed. A lot of people panic because these things squeeze you the really hard.
Oh, super tight. Oh, yeah, really tight.
And I know you feel your pulse in your mind or in your brain. So basically, though, most people don't like that feeling, and their blood pressure goes up immediately, and they get told by their chemist, oh, you need a blood pressure pill.
Oh, right.
My Jewish doctor, I have a Chinese one and a Jewish one, he said to me, I don't use their machines because he said they cause too much trauma for people. And he goes, he just uses a little pump one. And he said, after I'd had these horrific ones, he said, yours doesn't interest me. You know, your blood pressure's, you know, it's nothing to me. And it was still a bit elevated. But he used an old-fashioned pump, you know, just a little.
Yeah, I know the ones. I've had that before. I had to get a medical to get my job at Westpac. I had to go through all that, you know, bend over and finger up your bum. It wasn't finger up your bum. Sorry, I got that wrong. Oh, they used to cup your balls. They cup your balls and make you cough. I don't know what that's got to do for working at a bank.
I've never had that done to me in my life, but I know that was a thing in the army. In the military and probably a lot of old fashioned doctors, but never happened to me.
Yeah.
It's a bit invasive, isn't it? Don't you think, you know, you're like, grab someone's testicles and, you know, because you know what, the phrase we use when you're giving your testimony at court, that's exactly what it was, that you basically you'd say what you believed and someone had your testicles in their hand to say, are you lying? Like it squeeze them and rip them off or whatever. So testimony comes from testes. There's a there. It's true. The Rick and Lolo show. You listen to all the greatest, amazing
stuff.
You learn
something new every day.
Every day. Particularly on the Rick and Lolo show. So your blood pressure's fine, Rollo. And there's me with issues, and I'm not drinking three bottles of vodka a day. What's the matter?
Don't know.
What is the matter? You were relaxed.
I was. I said. One of those machines 10 years ago, because Mum was worried about her blood pressure. She had the same pretty much exactly the same machine. And I said, oh, let me have a go. And it did exactly the same thing. You know, it squeezes your biceps so hard.
Yeah. And now that's not normal.
It slowly releases the pressure. And then you can feel if your heart's beating fast, which mine was just ba-dum, ba-dum.
Oh, you'd ba-dum. Be fine by the sound with a yeah. blood pressure like that. That's a really good one. That makes me sick. How come you get good ones?
I can put the two fingers on my wrist and feel my pulse, and it's as strong as it's, some people, I think maybe it's that. You know, their diet and they're all clogged up and their pulse is very weak.
Yeah.
Whereas I just put two fingers on my wrist and I can feel it going. See, one, two.
Well, you count three. You count to 10, count them over 10, and then times it by 6, and that's your blood pressure. So that's your heart rate. So you count as many as you get in 10 seconds.
Fine. Yeah. Well, I'm just sitting here in my super comfy chair. Inside, I could be outside, but my super loud voice. And I've given up smoking again.
Fantastic.
For the last 2 days, you know why? Because I've been too bloody bone aisle to walk down to the village to get some.
You really are lazy.
It's a joke, man. as soon as I can be bothered, probably tomorrow, I'll go down. I've been watching YouTube videos today that are actually quite funny, where how to make cheap booze. And like, I know I used to make beer back when I was in my 20s, because a friend of mine was into it, making homemade beer. It's just so easy to make booze these days. All you need is to get a few, a 1 gallon jug, pour in, a couple of kilos of sugar and say, you know, that lemon, lime and soda that you can get from Aldi that costs $1 a litre.
You're not talking about beer here. That's something else.
It's called the stuff they make in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
All you need is a little bit of yeast.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Rick and Rollo, I can drive 55. Saturday the 15th, November 2025. He's looking a bit ropey, isn't he? He's looking like Darren Hinch.
Sammy Hagar would have to be mid to late 70s. And he's looking and sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, because he's probably looked after himself.
Yeah, but he drinks and he carries on, but he probably didn't chain smoke.
He looked great when he did California Girls in 1986, just after he left.
I know, I'm talking about Sammy Hagar. David Roth just has got old and his nose has got more prominent and he doesn't look like his
His father, who was a well-known
eye doctor in Los Angeles.
All right.
Back in the day, had lots of money. We talked about this last week, I think. I spoke to Ab about Dave Lee Roth. But he's such a funny character. And I love what he said about money doesn't bring happiness, but it will buy you a big yacht big enough to sail right alongside it. And I thought that's a fantastic
song. I think there's so many people that there's so many different money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys such a good impersonation. It's difficult to tell it from the real thing. Yeah, or a good impression of, yeah, it's difficult to tell it from the room.
Lots of cocaine.
Well, depending on if you can cope with a coke or not. Some people can, some people can't.
I listened to one of the new, it was a judge, a former magistrate being interviewed by Gary Jubelin on his huge, huge podcast that I Catch Killers. And it's really good. I like free conversation, and this judge was talking about he grew up in Nimbin, and then he grew up in Lismore rather, on a farm.
Right.
And he went to uni and he couldn't handle living in Sydney or Canberra, so he ended up going back and practicing at Nimbin, and he smoked pot. But he was saying is that to him, he thinks that the rise of cocaine is a good thing, and I think it is, because you can't really, really damage yourself from cocaine. You can just, it costs you, what basically it damages is your bank balance.
Yeah.
Whereas
this was a judge saying this? A judge?
Yeah. It was really good. It's hilarious. It's the latest show.
Why do I find that funny?
Well,
a
cake-fueled
judge.
He's probably
sent people to prison for just, you know, a couple of baggies.
Oh no, he probably has, but he said that what they're talking about is the rise of methamphetamines and the damage and how that and it's a fact that it can take a normal person could have get on the ice pipe and like it so much that their life is destroyed within 2 years, literally.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's the most way more dangerous, and same with opioids.
Don't get high on your own supply. That's why you watch Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is where
Breaking Bad is glorifying methamphetamine, glorifying it, and advertising it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying. But they, Jesse and Bryan Cranston. I can't remember his character. Oh, Walter White. They never really touched it. They were just he made it, and Jesse supplied it. It was such a great show. I loved it. I mean, I binge watched that all in about 2 weeks.
All my kids have watched as well, and they think it's fantastic. But I'm just looking for, I've only watched one episode or two episodes, and to me, I spotted straight away that this show is a gateway show, and it's all right, you know. They're not looking at the damage, because I know at least, you know, a couple of people have died as a result of becoming ice addicts and car crashes.
What are you doing there?
You know, the damage, the results of methamphetamine, and then they are glorifying, he's just a guy, he's just a normal guy making some money from making methamphetamine. Like, all of a sudden, they should be having Walter White hung upside down and, hung, drawn, and quartered for killing people. Because that's what happens.
Well,
people.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm just spouting facts.
Well,
here.
Look, I suspected a couple of times when me and I won't say his name, but you know who he is, the young kid I used to hang around with a few years ago, that we got ecstasy, MDMA, but we didn't. I'm pretty sure it was crystal meth. And it was, because it didn't make you, I mean, it was exhilarating, but it didn't make you super, you know, eyes weren't wobbling.
I'll tell you what it does. You don't even know you're high, but you've got all this boundless energy. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about that film, Limitless. That's basically how you feel.
Limitless. Oh, great movie. Great movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I spoke to this guy I know. He was sitting there. He had a Bunsen burner on his living room in a quite nice house, burning away. And in his fridge, he had a large packet of said stuff. And whether he's moving, I don't know. But he had it. And he said, I work, I do this, I do everything, I live on it. He goes, it's good. Yeah. He goes, it's fantastic. He was telling me how fantastic it was. Well, 3 years later, he had no teeth. He was homeless and he was living in a, and all his, beautiful stuff in this house. He had these beautiful dolls. He was a Maori. He had these beautiful dolls his mother had given him. And I saw them in a pawn shop, hawk shop, pawn shop.
Oh, dear.
And he was roaming around homeless 3 years later. So that's how fast that drug can destroy people. It is really bad. And so I've got no support. I don't support
Limitless, Bradley Cooper didn't end up in those heat. He looked just as good looking as ever.
Exactly. And, it was advertising. I mean,
he could have been killed. It was such a great story, though, how he...
I know, but it was advertising ice. I'm telling you, that film was advertising methamphetamine.
Mm.
And Robert De Niro.
I thought it was a more special drug than that, if that's good English.
That's what the actual Hollywood version was. But have a look at what it looked like. It was a clear crystal and a pill.
I want to watch The Substance with Demi Moore, but unfortunately,
that's pretty good.
For such a cheap gate, it cost me $14 to stick it on here. And if I do that, it comes out of Christie's bank account, and then she goes, "What do you mean? What's in The Substance for?"
Yeah, but you can.
I go, "I told you not to watch it." Nagging wife. No, it's all good.
Yeah.
I'll watch it when it comes free. I can wait. See, I've got patience. I know that I'm not going to die. Not going to die tomorrow or next day, unless I get hit by a bus.
Back in the day, you could just go off to a video shop and rent it for $5. If you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, but you remember back in the day, The Substance was only in the theaters, I don't know, a month or two ago. You had to wait. You had to wait at least 6 months for it to come to a VHS. And even then, I love working in the video shop. And then, even then after that, the only thing I really didn't like watching movies on television.
Yeah.
On mainstream, because I couldn't stand the ads. No, I couldn't. Well, they were cut. They would edit out Eddie Gore.
Guess what, Rollo? Have you tried watching anything on, even Stan?
On Amazon.
Adverts every 15 seconds.
Depending on how new the movie is, yeah. And you can pay extra. It is an extra like $5 a month, and you can get out free. But that, I'm not giving Jeff Bezos an extra $5. We're already paying enough.
You need to help him build his next rocket. What a joke.
Yeah, to get Katy Perry. And when she goes up there, next time Katy Perry could stay there.
Did you see her face, her skin peeling back and going through G forces on a rocket going up there? No, she was sitting there smiling, holding a flower.
I think the whole thing was totally fake. Yeah.
Now speaking of fake.
Anyway, while we're talking about female rock stars, let's talk about the fiasco that went on down in Melbourne. A band that you love and so do I. Amy Taylor and the Sniffers, yeah. So it was a free concert that was given by the city of Melbourne in a free concert park in Melbourne. Where how much security did they supply? They're frigging hopeless. The Melbourne goddamn government. They'll supply enough security to beat the fuck out of people who don't want the mandated COVID-19 jab, who are peacefully marching. Yep. But how many people did they put on? They know how fucking famous. And she said, I feel did guilty. The security was so unbelievably disorganized. Yep. And you know that $5,000 that she's going to give to those five pubs? It's all going to get siphoned away. It will never go to the people.
Rollo, 35,000. She's put
35,000. They have to pay for their indulgence.
Yeah,
And they didn't get a show. $35,000, and they didn't get a show. See, and it was supposed to be free, right? Free.
You know, so what it was a thank you concert to Melbourne by the time of the stuff, because I'm making a lot of money and doing big stuff overseas.
Yeah.
Big stuff. But anyway, so apparently the fans rushed the stage, and then the safety officers, which is a thing, you know, like COVID marshals, said, no, this is too dangerous, and they called it off, and so the whole thing was cancelled. Now, they've gone
in
out
the last
now
and put 35,000
they've put $5,000 on the bar and seven pubs. $35,000 are given to say sorry to the fans. So there's going to be a lot of drunk
people.
Do
that.
I know, but there's
hopefully
going to be a lot
they
of
get that money back from the government incompetence. That Melbourne government.
They're going to get a tax write off, I'd say, for $35,000.
Good. Good. Good God. Can you imagine them like cancelling it 8 minutes before start time?
And well, you know,
you're in there being crushed. Yep. You're there being crushed. You can imagine how many fights there would have been down in Melbourne when they cancel it. And it would have just been total chaos.
Yeah, but there was no one killed, you know. That's the only thing I can say.
Oh, thank
but
God anyway, for that.
Yeah, what's interesting, so they've been supporting AC/DC. So we're in Australia right now, it's summer, and we've got we've just had Oasis did 80,000 people, 80,000 people
in
concerts in Sydney last Friday and Saturday. No problem
did
whatsoever.
They? Yep. Are they still getting 000. On those two brothers?
They were making a lot of money.
You're Wonderwall. I don't know any other song. I don't know any other song but Wonderwall.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
One-hit wonder, I reckon they are.
No. There's a lot of people like them, but not me. Mm. I'm not a big fan. But I do like – the only song I like of theirs was Liam Gallagher guest vocals on a electronic band and did a really good song, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
I'm sorry, I've got nothing but the deepest contempt when they had to go at Michael Hutchence, and it really upset him.
No, that was Liam, not his brother.
Yeah, Liam.
He's just a wanker. And I cannot believe he doesn't get his head punched in more often. Surely someone's put one on his nose and should.
I saw that documentary, and you know, his whole family were saying that really upset him, that, you know, that he said, you know, you're talentless, you're yesterday's heroes or whatever, something like that. And
he did. He's
just
being
awful. Yeah, mouthing off. And Michael was quite a sensitive bloke. Yeah.
He should have just dropped his trousers.
Yeah, and said, blow me. Yeah, dropped his trousers and said to Liam, blow me.
We've got Oasis, 80,000, that's 160,000 people. That's in Sydney, I'm talking about. Not forget about Melbourne. Melbourne was even just as big. But Melbourne had 40,000 stadium or 50,000 people. Now then we've got AC/DC and Metallica at the same time, basically. So I guess, and Amy, Amel, the Sniffers are supporting us, the support for AC/DC. And so I've watched a couple. I shared it onto Rollo's balcony. It looks good to me.
No, it's called John Law's balcony now.
John Law's.
Thank you, Bella. That's Bella said me. Yeah.
It was Amel, the Sniffers are not everyone's taste at all. They're very much, you know, you've got to be into that kind of punk.
Modern punk.
And so there's a lot of there's all these comments, and one of them that was quite funny, I thought, that I actually chuckled at. It said, Amy Taylor, it said, body for Baywatch, face for Crime Watch. You know that TV show, Crime Watch? Because she doesn't.
She has heavy black makeup around her eyes, and she's got that blonde, bright.
And talks like a 15-year-old bogan, basically. That's exactly how she talks.
Oh,
and
yeah. Said, yeah, yeah. I saw them live. I saw them live here in Newey in front of the Smashing Pumpkin, and they were fan-fucking-tastic, just like he expected them to be. They were so awesome. Yeah, and that's all I went there to watch. I just went there because I've seen the Smashing Pumpkins before, and I thought they were okay, but I wanted to see Amy and the Sniffers, and I got to see them. It cost me $250, but I got to see them. Yeah, wasn't cheap.
That's another reason I wasn't there. That's another reason I wasn't there. I'm not paying $250 to see that woman.
I would love to have seen them. I should have paid the money and gone down there to see them supporting AC/DC, because I like AC/DC just as much as I like Amy.
Well, they're playing right now. They'll be on stage right now.
In Sydney,
I would say, yeah.
Get on a train and come down there, and we'll go and see them.
You'll probably just get there just as it finishes. Anyway, so I looked up. So I got friends that had front row, like no expense spared at AC/DC in Melbourne, their very first concert. And I was looking at the reviews.
You like them.
And I'm telling you, they had nothing but everyone was going, it was fucking incredible how good they were. This is AC/DC.
Yeah.
And to be honest, they did look quite good when the stuff I've seen. So, I mean, I'm blown away because I think it's
hilarious how his hair is just totally white and frizzy now, Angus.
Yeah.
But he can still do the Angus thing. Yeah. You know, who's taken Malcolm's spot? It was his cousin.
I think the whole band is made up of various youngs from all the other kids I've had.
Yeah, that's right, from their past. But they never got Phil to come back and do the drums because of his conviction. He's on the ice.
He's on the meth.
Yeah, yeah. So that's sad. But Cliff Williams is still doing the bass, and he's still singing well. No, he's not.
Is Cliff Williams there? I don't think so. I think it looked like a different bass player, a different drummer, and a different rhythm guitar.
So the only original Angus and Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I'm no fan. But
they've got family involved. So yeah.
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 Yeah. Of course. Yeah. And lots
They've
of money.
Always been a, fam- a family. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, honestly, they've got enough to live out their day. It's obviously
rock and roll
at 55. I can't drive.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're listening to a Rick and Rollo episode 5. Be a short show tonight because we're both Rollo's sober. It's only got 3 beers left or 2 beers left. How many have you had, Rollo? 2?
1? 3 since we've been talking.
Jeez, you can drink as fast as me, Rollo. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You've turned into me and you mow your lawns. Major last weekend.
I do, and pull my weeds. We had a little bit of a disagreement earlier. Here we go. Let's talk about this. You shared a video on the Rick and Roller.
Oh, yeah, no. I want a whole conversation about this before you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Roller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was a gentle disagreement.
Yeah,
so, cool. Yeah, so you said... Backyard Real Hero. This is a good dog to have around. And I wrote, inform you that the dog video is AI.
Where did you get it? I
watched it myself and I thought that hawk is so massively huge.
Is that an Australian video? Yes. I don't know, but I can tell you that the hawks here have a wingspan that I can't.
Right.
You know, and they up the road from me, a lady had her pet goat, That was one of the, she had a, it was a baby goat on a chain. And one of those hawks come and grabbed it, picked it up and flew up and tried to get away with it. And it ripped, broke its neck and just left it dead on the ground with its neck broke.
Sure. I got you.
I know people look at
the other two that made me suspicious was the super high quality of the video. It's 4K and the super high quality sound of the puppy being grabbed by the hawk and how the German Shepherd comes in and then the puppy gets dropped, and you'd think it'd be injured being like with the hawk's talons and that. It was just standing there wagging its tail afterwards. So the super high res sound.
Okay, so you didn't.
I looked it up on Reddit and I looked it up on, and a lot of people were questioning that video, and most of them said AI. It's not real.
Yeah, I know, but this is the problem. Now, where I live, hawks are a major problem.
Problem. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
They take your chickens. That's a good. You did good work there. Good work, Roller. This is your. I thought you just looked at the comments, because that's what I'm saying is the future.
No, video has gone wild on Reddit, there are a lot of people there going, even a bit more. Specific, because there's actual software to detect AI now, and there are a few people there on Reddit.
They said it was.
Look, this is AI. Yeah, it's there's AI software. You know, when you can tell
I'm not arguing about people's good work. What I'm saying, this is what's upsetting about AI in the future.
Mm. Not just you, mate. Everyone.
Yeah, we could be sitting here and get footage of
say
something amazing happened in front of me, and I actually took photos of it and I put it onto to YouTube. Instead of people going, that's incredible, you're just going to get people go, that's AI. And so straight away, it's gaslighting. It's this whole Mandela gaslighting thing. So even if that was real, that's what I'm saying. Like, you did good work, okay? But even if it was real, because I know where I live, hawks are an issue if you've got chickens or anything small. And I commented on that thing that, because there are.
You said a hawk around here killed a small goat tied to a chain and broke its neck while it was trying to get it up in the air.
Yeah.
They found the goat easily. Mm.
And they do. And when you go to the beach, like me and one of my sons were walking along, and all of a sudden this hawk flew over us with this fucking giant fish flapping in its talons. And I'm like, whoa, you know, because these things, they sit up in the air and they've got a wingspan of
the first thing that got me, the way that hawk had hold of that puppy. And you know there's catastrophic damage that's going to be done to that puppy already, because it has such a good hold of it.
Just by the talon.
And then it dropped the puppy, and then it just sort of landed, and it's wagging its tail going. And then you could say, oh, well, you know, that's this just be, because of adrenaline or whatever.
If we put that on,
they'd have a field day with it.
Three months of argument. There's no such thing as German shepherds. No such thing as German shepherds. German shepherds are a myth.
They're a great dog.
I like to see people doing good work. But what I'm saying is, in the future, in the present, right now, even if I'd got footage of, say all of a sudden Donald Trump actually knocked on my door. And walked in and go, hey, Rick, you know, and sat down and had a cup of tea. Yeah, I could film it.
But how about me dressed up as Joker and then Donald comes over and hugs me?
Exactly. That
was totally real, right? Or what about John Laws?
Running off and kissing me.
Yeah, and then looks back at me, and I.
So now we've entered. And so what?
The Twilight Zone. We don't know what's real and what's not.
And that's the problem. So we're going into the new future of Orwellian. It's like everything's going to be questioned. And that's why I'm saying AI is the worst thing ever. I don't want anything to do with it.
Rick, 2 days ago, I watched a brand new episode of South Park on Paramount Plus. And it was exactly that subject. So a little girl goes up to, knocks on the door at the beginning of the show, says, will you sign this petition? And it was something about her own farts or something. And then Santa Claus comes over. And then starts pissing on her face, and I thought it was funny. A lot of people were outraged by it, and then it turns out it was an AI. It was an AI made by now Butters, who didn't like the girl because she rejected him.
Right.
So he made this AI. So it was revenge AI porn.
And this is going to happen. It's going to happen.
This is what the South Park boys were trying to say, and I got it straight away, and I was reading reviews on it.
It just annoys me. So I go fishing, and I caught
a fish this big.
And there's a photo of me standing there holding it. People are going, oh, that's you just used AI to make that fit. And so all of a sudden, no one's going to believe anything. And that's exactly what they want you, because this is what Orwell said, two opposing opinions in your head. And we're going into the id. That was the last be told. We're going into an id. We're going into a subconscious thing where you will not know.
And I don't know how hard it is to use, because Verilicious, who made me hugging John Laws, she was into that for very long. She managed to pick it up in a week.
Well, all you need is prompts and stuff like that. My son was doing that.
Really?
Like a year and a half. Oh, yeah.
It's been around for a year and a half. I didn't know that, because it was just surprising that South Park did just 2 days ago. I'm not shit you not.
I believe you.
It's just become, it must have just hit mainstream big time now, that you just can't believe anything you see or hear.
Exactly.
Unless you're looking out for it. Do you say? Gaslighting, or people are just automatically going into conversation, this is AI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's gaslighting. So you will not know what's real and what's not, and that's the whole Mandela. We're going into psychologist's dream in the future, for sure. But that's what I'm concerned about.
I was so wasted last week. I thought me and John Law's hugging was real. No, I didn't. I'm joking. But I could. If I was stoned and so wasted,
Look, this is all bad.
Oh, my God, I don't remember that.
It's all bad. This is, look,
I'm
really
concerned. Only if it gets abused. If people use it.
Rollo, it's going to
be. Of course, people are going to abuse it. I know. Of course,
people are going to abuse it. And when I switched, this morning, I was trying to tune my radio into the classic station again, and I kept, all of a sudden I can pick up more stations for some weird reason, and I was on an ABC station, and guess what, two of the stations were all talking about AI.
It is the biggest thing at the moment. It's taken over the interweb, the Google machine on the interweb. It's like, it's called Grok or something, and everything's so easy these days. You could be right. This could be the end of the world as we know it.
I just found a great new song that I heard today on Triple J called "Bitch" by The Boys, spelt B as in Life Boy, B O U G H or B O.
Why did you go out Rick and Rollo 55 with that?
Because it's a good new song. Oh, I hadn't heard it before, and it's a great band, and you'll like it. You will like it.
Sure, I will. I'll listen to it when Valet posts it. Yeah.
Yeah. Jollo will post it. So fantastic, Rollo. This is the this is the way I'd rather do. To be honest, Rick, I love Rick and Rollo's just being an hour or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's not all guffaws and not all laughs. Big rest in peace, John Laws, Richard John Laws, and I'll catch you next week, my friend.
All right, dude. Fantastic, Rollo.
All right, bitch.
And so
we're going to get
bitch, you bitch. And it's a great song by the Boys.
All right.
B-U-O, whatever. How do you spell boy? B-U-O.
Depending on if it's a life boy, that's B-O-U-Y. But a normal boy is just B-O-Y.
We know that, but that's called the Boys.
Well, B-O-I. B-O-I means something else, doesn't it?
No, it's B-O-U, whatever. However you spell B-O-U-O-Y, life boy. Fantastic. Great song, too. I liked it. Triple J played it today, told. Rollo, always a pleasure.
All right. Same to you, mate. Bye.
Over and out.
Bye.
Safe to say, I know you think you're better than me. Learn to read it on your face. Tight lips and eyes that shoot daggers in me. God forbid I have something to say. So tell me how you figured out all the answers. Well, I'm over here thinking I prefer mine. You roll your eyes and call it banter. Not like you're trying to hide. Probably thinking that I'm on my way out, but I was just catching my breath in the cold. I'm good, I don't give up, I